next lightning round question. What is the funniest thing you've ever encountered doing this work?
We've seen some marriage proposals.
During enrollment.
During enrollment.
Wow.
I think you take the prize.
Does anybody want to follow that one up? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Vitalist Spark podcast. I'm your host, John Ford, and I'm excited because today brings another dynamic episode with great insight and a bunch of good laughs. It's all in the service of giving you an unprecedented closer look at the who and the how of Obamacare open enrollment in Arizona. Don't forget, the marketplace is open now, but only stays open until December 15th this year. Hundreds of trained expert assisters are literally standing by to help people get covered. They're available by making an appointment at coveraz.org/connector. As we mentioned in episode 2, all you need is your zip code to find appointments near you with people like you. And today on this podcast, we're giving you an exclusive chance to hear directly from the people who power those connector appointments. They're incredibly knowledgeable about coverage and their communities, and they've got hearts so big and so caring that they barely fit into our podcasting studio. I can't wait for you to meet them, so let's get to it. Hey, let's talk about open enrollment this year. We're already off to a great start. Alan, the numbers look pretty good.
Well, we don't have hard numbers, but what we're hearing nationally is that the numbers are great, way ahead of even last year.
That's fantastic news, right?
Right.
How are we doing with appointments in the connector?
Appointments in the connector, one out of two are already taken, which means people are responding, and we keep adding more appointments. So far, so good, and it's important that people realize that the enrollment period is short. December 15th will be here before we know it.
Right. It's really just a matter of weeks this year, not months, so everybody needs to get out there right now. Two ways to get there, coveraz.org/connector, and our phone number, 1-800-377-3536. We're going to give you a chance today to meet the people behind the connector, the people you're going to meet after the connector. Once you've made your appointment, you're going to run into a remarkable group of people, and the folks that we have here today are going to help us get to know them a little bit better. So I want to say good afternoon to Claudia Maldonado from Keio Health Connection. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And to Alan Jersevig from the Alliance for Community Health Centers.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
And Leal Rabat from Asian Pacific Community in Action. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Leal, let's start with you, if you don't mind. Tell our listeners about APCA and what drives APCA to be part of the Cover Arizona Coalition.
So the Asian Pacific Community in Action came out of the Chinese language school almost over 15 years ago, I should say. And they found out that a lot of people in the Asian and Pacific Islander community didn't have anybody that was directly connecting with the community when it came to connecting them to healthcare. And so it was a natural fit for us to participate with Cover Arizona in enrolling people because we care about access to healthcare and connecting people to the services that they need.
So, silly question. Does the Asian Pacific Community in Action only enroll people who are Asian and Pacific Islanders?
We assist everybody that presents. If you look us up on the connector, our zip code is 85004, and we will pull up in the list of assisters. And if we happen to be the closest office that's doing enrollment to your home, please come meet us and join our clients. We help people from all over the valley. We've even had people that have driven all the way from Kinmen, Arizona, because they wanted to connect with somebody that spoke the same Asian language that they speak.
Which is a vital service you all provide. So thank you for that. We really appreciate that. So if you don't mind, give us a quick story about some of the more rewarding. I mean, we're at open enrollment 5 now. So I'm sure there's probably some pretty great stories. Can you share a couple of those, or at least one?
So one of the most rewarding stories that we've had was a family that needed emergency access services. It was a very large family, and it was a very long appointment getting everybody's information, and with a language barrier. We enrolled them all the way through and then found out that the family was struggling with food security, And so we were able to secure some food items for them from one of the local food banks. One of the people that we're connected to went above and beyond and went and picked up the food and brought it to us while we were sitting there helping enroll them for emergency access.
Okay, that's above and beyond service. That's amazing. Claudia, what do you got? Talk to us about Keough Health Connection, what you guys do, who you serve, where you work.
Absolutely. Keough Health Connection is a nonprofit agency that works in Maricopa County, and our whole mission is to help the underinsured and uninsured gain access to healthcare. And what that means is that we have dedicated bilingual trained staff who go out into the community and have office hours at churches, WIC offices, Salvation Army, and various other locations where they can help meet people one-on-one and provide that application assistance for access, kids care, the marketplace. We even help them with food stamps or cash assistance. And we also do a lot of resource referral for our families.
So there you go. You brought up the big one, access, kids care, and marketplace. We actually have three options for people to get coverage when they come through the connector. How does that work? How do you help families understand what are the best options for them?
Well, our staff, like I said, they're dedicated and they're trained. They go through extensive training that is provided through access and also through CMS. And all of that training culminates in them going out into the community to meet people on a one-on-one basis, because we understand healthcare is necessary for everyone. And sometimes you're not exactly sure what may be available to you at the time. So our staff are trained to understand and help guide and navigate any person or family through their healthcare options.
Great, thank you. Alan, question to you. What do people need to bring to an appointment in order for it to be successful and effective?
There's several documents that are helpful. It's important for people to bring the Social Security numbers for everyone in their family that will be seeking coverage. It's also important that people know their projected income. Now, this is a little bit different than people are used to, but when you sit down for the marketplace, you're being asked to project your 2018 income. If it looks like you're going to qualify for access, it's your recent current income. So very different rules. So basically, evidence that you're in the country legally, whatever that is, Social Security or different types of immigration documents. Income, you don't have to have proof of residence, but it sure doesn't hurt. And what am I forgetting, Claudia? There may be a few other things that are on the list that it's not popping up.
ID is really important. If you're interested in applying for other services such as food stamps or cash assistance, a lot of our partners, including APCA and KEO, also can help you with those types of applications. So it's proof of expenses, rent or mortgage, but healthcare, I think you've got the main ones down.
So one-stop shopping, eh?
Absolutely.
People don't come with just one issue or one concern. People that qualify for public benefits often apply and qualify for many public benefits. And then the people that are coming in for the marketplace, they don't know what they qualify for. Over and over again across the state, people show up, families show up thinking they're going to buy a marketplace plan, and guess what? They walk away with no-cost health care, and in many cases, SNAP.
SNAP being food stamps, just so everybody knows, so everybody's clear on that. We're going to try to, I already pulled the acronym card, so I should, I don't know why I'm calling you
we'll
on
be
it.
Be careful.
But, right, right, exactly. I think something that people don't necessarily understand is this is a program that is funded through the federal government, but the people that you're going to meet, the people who are going to help you, are just typical Arizonans. This is about Arizonans helping Arizonans get covered.
I'm going to jump in, but I'm going to ask both Lyall and Claudia to follow up. Most of the people that are doing the assister work or counselor work or navigator work, sitting down with consumers, reflect the communities they're representing or live in. We, through the Arizona Alliance for Community Health Centers, work with community health centers all over the state, plus about 10 organizations like Asian Pacific Communities and Action and Keough Health Connection. And I'm amazed when I travel around how reflective, whether it be Native Americans, Hispanics, or other groups, that these workers reflect. And guess what? They live and work in the communities they grew up in.
I mean, theoretically, you could run into your neighbor helping you.
For us, it's important that we recruit from the communities that we serve because people understand the community and what their needs are. You know, the Asians and Pacific Islanders are so diverse in Arizona. There are so many different languages that are spoken, and each community has its own handshake and different places that they meet, such as places of worship, different clubs, activities, senior centers. And so it's really important for us to maintain those connections. We do a lot of outreach, and word of mouth is still the number one thing that is reported to us as the way that people found out about our services. And we do have staff that speak Vietnamese, Mandarin, and Cantonese, and that's just one person. We also have Korean, and we can also do interpretation in Hindi and Arabic. And for any other languages that people have a need for, we have a plan in place. And so if you have anybody that is limited English speaking, reach out to us, let us know, and we can help them.
Leal made some fabulous points about our employees coming from the communities that they represent. And more importantly, it's all about relationships and building rapport. A lot of the communities that we work with have a lot of fear and suspicion. And when you approach somebody who is from your community that is genuinely there to help you and guide you, it's such a wonderful feeling. And that's really what the KEO staff do. And I know that's what APCA does as well, is that we welcome you with open arms, but we have a lot of knowledge that we want to share with you. And it's because we've been able to develop partnerships, for instance, with the Isaac School District. We're on site at 10 different schools throughout the week. It's amazing that the community has embraced our work and that they trust us. And as Leal said, word of mouth, I believe, is the most powerful tool that you can have as you're doing outreach and working with all these different types of communities. That's gold. And as long as you are serving them faithfully and also providing them all the knowledge and education that they need to hopefully find the healthcare that is most appropriate to them, that's really what the end goal is. It's making sure that they are covered, that they know how to use their healthcare, because I know that can be challenging as well, and that they have a trusted source within the community that they know that they can always come back to.
So let's talk about that. I mean, I read this somewhere, and I just love it. And it sounds like this is what's happening with the Cover Arizona Coalition and the assisters that are working here, is that we're moving at the speed of trust.
Oh, great line!
Right, connection, neighborhood trust, and that's really critical. And I think we all recognize that we're in a climate here in Arizona where people are concerned about even raising their hands or making themselves known. But that's not what this environment is about within the Cover Arizona Coalition. We are working at the speed of trust. We are working in neighborhoods. We are the neighborhoods who are doing this work. So the difference between the people on one side of that enrollment desk and the other would be the amount of knowledge that the people who are doing the assistance have in terms of working through the complexity of the health insurance options.
Well, and the other option there is experience. We're now into the fifth year of helping people with whether you want to call it the Affordable Care Act or healthcare.gov policies, but Claudia and some of the folks that are working in this area have been doing this work for well over 10 years. And before they were doing Access, now they're doing Access and Marketplace. I have to tell you that experience is so valuable. I pick up the phone and I call Claudia or her staff because they've seen it all. It's kind of like that advertisement.
Right.
We've seen it all.
and Lord knows, I wish one of you would help me with my employer coverage, but that's a different problem. But health insurance, I mean, it's pretty darn complicated, right? There's lots of fine print, there's details, there's formulas to figure out where you belong, there's regulations. How do you make it easier to understand what consumers should know and do?
We order lots of pamphlets from CMS that are multilingual. And our appointments do take a little bit longer because we are doing our appointments bilingually. A lot of the people that we help come in, and English may not be the language that they feel more comfortable speaking in, but we don't want somebody to just hand us our papers and for us to enroll them. We want them to know at every step of the way what's happening, why, and how they can utilize their insurance beyond the enrollment phase. And so we're lucky to be a part of several national coalitions that focus on serving the Asian Pacific Islander community. And we're lucky to be a part of Cover AZ, where we all can share materials and everything. And so we have multilingual materials. We have glossaries in all the different languages. And we want to tell people at every step of the way exactly what we're doing for them and why. Because I think if you just enroll somebody and they have no idea what you're doing and they leave your office, they're never going to use their insurance. And the reason that we do this is for access to healthcare. And enrollment is the first step. It's a big complicated step, but it's just the first step on the journey.
So I'm sitting here listening to this and thinking, you know, we the Cover Arizona Coalition, are telling people to get covered, but getting people covered, you guys have got that covered. So let's break this down. Now, within the connector, and I've already heard you guys say, if it takes 2 hours, it takes 2 hours. But within the connector, the appointments are set at about 45 minutes, correct? So somebody kind of jump in here and tell me, how does that 45 minutes break down in the process? What's it look like? Just a basic outline framework.
So basically what you can do within that time frame is establish a pre-screen, because even though we make appointments through the connector, we always do a little mini pre-screen with our clients when they sit down with us, so we can really figure out what bucket are they going to fall into. Is it the Medicaid bucket, or perhaps the CHIP bucket, or is it the the Marketplace bucket? So we always do that within the first, I would say, 10 minutes of the appointment when somebody sits down with us. And so when we've really figured out what bucket they're going to possibly go into, we look at all their documentation, and then we start the process. You know, we decide which portal it's going to be. Is it going to be healthcare.gov, or is it going to be HIA Plus? And so once from there, we go through the electronic process of doing their application and uploading documents. So it goes by pretty quick. But we're always open to having them come back if they need follow-up or if they need to provide more documentation. So I always tell people that our relationship doesn't end when they leave. That's really when it begins, because we're doing the follow-up with them. We're calling them. We're making sure, hey, did you get the paper? Did you get the letter? Please come back in. We really want that income statement so you can get that kids care coverage. So, you know, that first touch is just the beginning for us. And it's definitely not the end, because we want to see it through that they get that health coverage that they need.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a little acronym busting there. We heard HIA Plus, we heard CHIP. All those things are related to different aspects of coverage. CHIP is the Children's Health Insurance Plan, which is also known as Kids Care here in Arizona. HIA Plus is the Healthy Arizona Plus enrollment system for Medicaid, which is also known as Access in Arizona. And then, of course, we got the Marketplace. So we're talking about all those because they are all options for the people we're trying to help.
Income, family size, and where you live drive every other decision, because prices vary depending on where you live in Arizona for Marketplace plans, but income and family size helps the sister figure out where you fall. Are you going to fit in one category, Access, or another category? And I think it's important to explain that for those individuals and families that fall just above the upper cutoff for Access, so they earn too much for Access, they get very generous financial assistance to buy in the Marketplace.
So you know we're getting into the details here, but I can't resist at this point now that you've opened the box. Due to recent actions, there is now a special surprise for quite a few Arizonans in that they may actually get pretty much close to free coverage on the marketplace. I don't want to go too deeply into it, but I think people need to know that. Can you talk a little about that?
Yeah, just the big picture is this. If you live in any of the rural counties of Arizona and you are below the age of 30, and if you have very moderate income just above the access level, there's a reasonable chance that you will qualify for a free or almost free bronze plan. It means that you will also qualify for the generous two kinds of financial assistance, so you're going to have a decision. You can pay maybe $75 a month and get a silver plan and have very low out-of-pocket expenses, or you can get a plan with no monthly payment. Yes, you'll pay more when you see a doctor, but if you're young, healthy, and never plan on going to a doctor. So I don't want to go too deep, but the point is this. You don't know what kind of discount you're going to get until you try.
Back to that original question, I'm gonna try it again. So on that 45-minute appointment, how long does it take to get through that first section of like, okay, we're headed down this path versus that path versus the other?
Probably about 5 minutes to really figure out what path they're gonna go around or go down.
Okay.
So
40 minutes left, then what?
40 minutes, and then after that.
Not for the podcast, but for the appointment.
Yeah. So after about 5 minutes, then we go into the portal, you know, whether that's HIA Plus for Access or Kids Care, or if it's Marketplace, so healthcare.gov. And then usually, depending on, you know, that could probably take, so if you have 5 minutes and then you go into the portal, that may take about, you know, 20 minutes. And then you're quickly, you know, following up with scanning or uploading documentation into whichever system is appropriate. And then it leaves you with any additional follow-ups or steps that your clients need to take. So it goes by pretty quick.
I don't want to stretch what you're saying, but I'm going to try anyway and see what you think. What I'm hearing is that the majority of the appointment time is really in quality conversation and less so in things like filling out forms or going through bureaucratic steps. Is that correct?
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah.
All right. Lightning round question. I want all three of you to respond quickly. What is the fastest appointment you've ever had?
15 minutes.
10 minutes.
I'd say 15.
And the longest you've ever had?
5 hours.
I know that we've had several by staff that have lasted well over two and a half hours.
Wow. I would say it was probably a course of 5 appointments, so an hour each appointment. So there you go, 5 hours.
No matter what the length, 100% customer satisfaction, right?
Absolutely.
Next lightning round question. What is the funniest thing you've ever encountered doing this work?
We've seen some marriage proposals.
During enrollment.
During enrollment.
Wow.
I think you take the prize.
Does anybody want to follow that one up?
Oh my gosh. I didn't, like, I'm not trying to top that one, so maybe edit it and put it before hers. But my funniest one is a lot of times, you know, we have a welcoming, happy office. I always have toys and little costume sets and books for when people bring their kids because I want people to be able to bring the whole family and join us. And so one time I was having a really stressful day trying to get reports done. But sorry, Meryl, I dropped everything and started playing hide and seek with one of the kids because she was just pestering her mom while she was trying to do her application. And all of a sudden, I'm like running around the office and wearing bunny ears and all of that. So that was, you know, the funniest one for me. And every time that kid comes over to the office now, the second she sees me, she starts like wanting to play. And sometimes I have to be like, I'm sorry, kid, I'm busy.
You've all mentioned how important word of mouth is. Part of what we're doing today with this podcast is trying to get the word out. So in your own words, what would you tell somebody who doesn't have coverage about why it's important to do this now?
It's important to figure out now what you qualify for and get enrolled, because preventing issues later on is going to take up a lot less of your time. It's going to result in a much healthier body for yourself. And health is not just for yourself. Health is for your family and for your community and for your ability to be happy and function in life. And we want that for everybody. And so no matter what you think your financial situation is or anything, come to us. We can sit down, talk about it, and figure something out to get you in touch with. I've never said no to anybody. There's always a way, as long as they're willing to keep coming back and keep sitting with us so we can call more people.
Claudia, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say that to all the parents out there, we're so used to being the Superman or the Wonder Woman of our family, and your health is just as important, because if you're not there to take care of your kids, who will do it for you? And you know your kids are number one. So why would you jeopardize that by not having appropriate health coverage? So we're here, we're waiting, and we're more than willing to help.
Awesome, awesome. Alan?
Because we're in the open enrollment season, it's so important that you try to figure out what you qualify for now, because while access is open 12 months of the year, we only have until December 15th for Marketplace. So if you do qualify for Marketplace, for a free bronze plan, or for multiple discount programs, after December 15th, it's just too late.
Yeah, and this is really the time to check on all of these options, right? To
Correct.
Check on kids care, to check on access, to check on, it's the optimal time to do it. It's the right time to do it. It's the time when we have the most people to help you. So please, if you're out there listening, or if you're out there and you need to tell some other population that we're out here, please get this word out. It is coveraz.org/connector. Or if you're not a big web fan, get on the phone, 1-800-377-3536. We'll get you there. We'll get you to the fine people that you're listening to today. That's it for today's episode. Thanks again to our special guests, Alan Jersevig from the Arizona Alliance for Community Health Centers, Claudia Maldonado from Keough Health Connection, and Leal Prabhat from Asian Pacific Community in Action. Check the show notes for links to each of these great organizations. Also, check the show notes for a direct link to the Get Covered Connector at coveraz.org/connector, as well as our toll-free number, 1-800-377-3536. Help us make the most of this independent media effort. First, share this podcast far and wide. Getting to know the who and how of getting coverage takes away the fear and the mystery of this task. We need people to know that help is waiting. Assisters make it easier and even make it fun, although we can't guarantee a marriage proposal every time out. Thank you for being our listeners. And don't forget about episode 1, focused on transportation in our daily lives, and our 15-minute info-packed episode 2 minisode, featuring 5 pieces of news you can really use. And someday, we'll get you that promised episode on the future of transportation, just as soon as the rapidly advancing future gives us a chance to catch up on it and the people who are shaping it. Help us keep the conversation growing. Share this episode with colleagues, family, and friends. Subscribe to the Vitalist Spark podcast to get notified as soon as new episodes are released, and encourage others to come along for the ride with you. In the world of podcasts, your rating matters too. So take a moment to give us 5 stars on iTunes, Google Play Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also give us your input the old-fashioned way. Email your future episode ideas, minisode content suggestions, and more. Your corrections, complaints, and compliments are all welcomed by emailing us at feedback@vitalisthealth.org. At the end of the day, remember this: with great responsibility comes great power. We'll see you back on the road to well-being soon.